Your Money Matters here on 720 WGN. We start with the numbers that matter today. The market's all down, but not too much. National gas prices, they've been falling for a bit. Today, they're actually up a penny, still about 30 cents down from where they were last month. It's $4.35 to fill up in Illinois, $3.79 in Wisconsin, $3.92 in Indiana. If you're driving diesel, you're up a penny to $5.03. The average mortgage rate for a 30-year fixed up to 6.19%. Home buyer confidence from the home builders down just a little bit from April, but it's still pretty high. And of course, today was tax day. By the way, those tax refunds, they averaged $3,200 so far this tax season. That's up 11.5% from last year, so it could be a happy tax day for you indeed. Those are the numbers that matter on Your Money Matters, and today's entire show is dedicated to life insurance. On Mondays, we love to do Explain It to Me Like I'm 10, where it doesn't matter how embarrassing you think the question is, we ask an expert about important things that we love to just pretend like we don't need to know a lot about. So here to break down all things life insurance for us is Bob Bland from LifeQuotes.com. Bob, thanks for hopping on the line with us today.
Hi, John. Great to hear from you.
Yeah, I think a lot of people know they should get life insurance. I think a lot of people do have life insurance. But Bob, I bet you would agree that a lot of people have not done as much research into it as maybe they should.
That would be correct. Our findings are that not enough American adults who have children or dependents carry life insurance, personally owned life insurance. And it's sometimes explained by people in surveys, they think, well, I have enough at work. And that's where the trouble starts. Because at work, if you are given free life insurance or life insurance as a benefit, it might be maybe 1 to 2 times your annual salary.
Uh-huh.
Whereas financial planners will tend to recommend for a family breadwinner that you carry 10 to 15 times your annual earnings in life insurance. So a lot of people don't get personally owned life insurance. That's true.
Yeah. 630 has a really basic question out of the bat, but it's something I always wonder too. Can you explain term insurance versus whole life insurance?
Sure. This is an age-old alleged argument. So term insurance is designed to give you life insurance coverage for a very specific period of time, typically 10, 15, 20, 25, or 30 years. That's most common. And most people who buy term insurance, it's very cheap compared to the coverage given, buy it because they have a mortgage or children or both. So okay, it is a temporary need.
Whole it fills the gap, right? It gets you to a certain point.
Whole life insurance is level premiums for your life, level coverage for your life, and the idea is whole life, meaning the whole of your life. You are doing financial planning that will last a lifetime. And whole life also develops a cash value side fund, which starts to get a little bit more complex. But the two needs are entirely different, John.
Okay.
One is the whole life buyer is concerned with coverage for when they die. The term life buyer is concerned with coverage for the family's breadwinner if they die within the specified time period.
That's about the best explanation I've heard, because I've heard it explained a couple different ways. But that motivating factor in the middle is great. All right, we've got a lot of questions coming in on the text line. Call in as well, 312-981-7200. Bob, we're going to talk more about you and what you do and answer some more questions in just a moment. This is Your Money Matters. I was going to start the segment by having Bob Bland from Life Quotes explain exactly what Life Quotes does. And then there's John Williams explaining it for you, Bob. There you go.
It sounded like you did that pretty clearly.
Yeah. Why is life insurance, term life insurance, cheaper these days when everything else is going up?
Yeah, that's a great question. For years, U.S. mortality was improving, right? We were doing pretty good. Car deaths are a big component, and airbags and anti-lock brakes were saving lives left and right. And then along comes texting and COVID. And so even though life insurance prices are currently at all-time lows. The last 2 years, deaths in the U.S., no surprise to anybody,
right,
have been high. And the most there is an alarming aspect of this, and that is that people 18 to 64, the deaths were much higher in 2021, not related to COVID. So the actuaries are thinking, the current thinking is that perhaps people were foregoing regular health care. But they don't have a full answer for this yet. But right now, life insurance prices are at all-time lows. So if people happen to need it or are shopping for it, it's a great time to do it.
And the way John explained it, I think that's what LifeQuotes does so well. I don't have the time or the know-how to call like 40 people, and that's kind of what you guys do for people, right?
We do, yes. And that's exactly why we founded the company at LifeQuotes.com. What we do is track the rates of 40 different companies. We allow people to get anonymous quotes at the website. We don't even ask who you are. And our rating engine has underwriting guidelines built in. So if you're on an anxiety pill or have sleep apnea or diabetes, recovering cancer patient, we can give you pretty accurate quotes there in a few seconds. And people seem to like that. And then, of course, they have freedom to buy from any insurance company shown. And if they have questions, we do have a staff of 45 licensed agents who will cheerfully answer questions and guide you through the process.
Yeah. And you guys deal primarily in term life insurance. Am I correct with that?
About 90% of our business is term life, but on every single search pass, we also show universal life rates and whole life rates without you having to ask for them. They're
that's
just
nice.
There on the screen, and people appreciate that.
Yeah. 815 wants to know pre-existing conditions. How much harder is it to get a quote? How much do they need to know about me?
Well, on our website, it's no harder to get a quote. And I would say be very honest whether you're dealing with LifeQuotes.com or any other life insurance agency. Be very, very honest about your background, because companies compete on these issues. And some people, you don't need to hold back. There's surprisingly good rates out there for people with pre-existing conditions. So don't try and game the system. Just be very honest. And most competent life insurance agents will kind of start out by asking you what prescription drugs you're on, which is a good, clear indicator of what medical items you currently have. And if you had an episodic episode where something was in the past, the further you get from that, of course, the better. But I would say be very, very honest. It's in answer to your listener's question, it's no harder to get a quote on our technology if you have pre-existing conditions than it is if you're in perfect health.
847 wants to know, what's the best first day to get life insurance? I mean, I imagine you'd say today, but like, what is it, like getting married? I mean, I'm sure when you have a kid, right? I mean, like, there's got to be these major life stones.
Yes, that's right. The purchase of life insurance, which is nothing we control, it's just something that kind of happens. You can count almost on one hand marriage, birth of a baby, moving to a new house, getting a big promotion at work. There's other factors, too. Say you have a renewal bill comes in from your current policy, and it's zoomed up, and it's just not acceptable. So unacceptable renewal bill on the kitchen counter is one of the reasons. And a lot of people will go buy insurance when they've had the sudden death of a family member, a neighbor, or a friend in their circle of friends. That kind of gets people off dead center too. And we've all been to those kind of funerals where you just weren't expecting to be there.
Right.
That'll wake people up and give them a sense of their mortality.
630 says, I like my low premiums on my current insurance provider, but I don't like the coverage. It's not enough, but I'm afraid of what the new cost could be to get more coverage. Do you hear that a lot from people?
We hear that a lot. We hear that all the time. All I can say is the quotes are free and easy. There's no charge to look. There's no obligation to look. I'd recommend to that listener to go get fresh quotes and just see. But obviously, the listener is sharp enough to know that the older you are, the more you pay. And so the more time there has been from the policy you purchased, of course, you're going to pay a new rate today. And even though prices are at all-time lows, they're not dropping faster than you're aging. So right. You can't expect to pay more, but you might be pleasantly surprised. It might not be as bad as you think.
Do you think a lot of people out there have some sort of term, or maybe it's whole life insurance, but they just simply do not know how much coverage it is, and they just send that a premium away every month, and it's automatically
Absolutely.
Done?
Absolutely. Yeah. They buy it and forget about it, and we are constantly reminding people not to do that for several reasons. One is you should know the best rating or financial safety rating of your life insurer. You should check that every few years. The other thing you should check every few years is your beneficiary. Because the company, if you were to die, they're going to pay who's on that beneficiary form. So if you've gotten remarried, or maybe the kids are older now, you just need to kind of rethink, who do you want to get this money if you were to die? And it's a good idea to look at that, you know, every few years.
815 with a specific question. You may not have the exact answer here, but I'll just give it to you anyways. Eddie from Joliet, longtime texter and caller, wants to know, what happens at the end of a 10 or 20-year term life insurance policy? I bought one in my 40s for 15 years for $100,000, and now it says my death would only pay $60,000, and it still shows a cash value much less. Cash value sounds like whole life insurance, unless I'm understanding this incorrectly.
It sure does. And that person should look very carefully at what they own and maybe have a life insurance agent explain to them, because at first I thought they were going to, the question was, what happens to a term life policy at the end of the initial rate guarantee, which is a really common question. And by the way, you should know, or make yourself know, what does happen at the end of that expiration, especially before you lapse the policy. It's highly likely that your term life insurance policy is convertible into permanent insurance. Many people forget about this, but it's extremely important if you become ill and uninsurable to know that your term life is convertible to permanent insurance. That's something people forget about or never knew.
So wait, is it like a couple months before it expires, or you can do it at any time? You can say, hey, I want to change this over?
Well, we recommend start looking at this a year or 6 months out. Because if you now have medical conditions and so forth, it's going to be a little bit more complex to get you coverage. But definitely understand what happens at the end of your initial rate guarantee period. But this particular person that said, I have cash value, that's not squaring away with me that it's a term insurance policy. Nor is the reduced death benefit, by the way. I know they mentioned that, too. That doesn't sound familiar to me.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I'll text him the website. Bob, we're out of time. I can't even believe it. We'll have to do this again, okay?
You betcha.